We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios Network on the South Point, of course, Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show and we welcome all of you watching and listening on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. And what a Saturday this is going to be. We also want to welcome all of our listeners here in town that may listen on the radio, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Don't forget the 107.1 FM and the 1400 AM will be having the play-by-play of the USC Trojans football game today, as they are the station here in town that broadcasts not only USC football, but also the Rams on their schedule on the NFL. We also want to welcome all of our listeners that listen through the streaming on the internet at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. And your iPhone, your Android, we got that covered too, absolutely. I mean, we have to need that. And, of course, your apps, your phone apps that you can get at your app store for your devices. That include KSHP, where you can hear it through the radio signal. And, of course, the YouTube one that you can see and hear us on the YouTube signal. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday. All right. We had several Breeders' Cup winning your in races that were conducted yesterday, and we'll get to that in just a moment at Keeneland. But today we have eight Breeders' Cup win in your in races. Two at Belmont at Aqueduct, the Champagne and the Frisette. We have three at Keeneland, the Breeders' Futurity, the Turf Mile, and the Thoroughbred Club of America Stakes. And at Santa Anita, we have three, the American Pharoah, the Oakleaf, and the Rodeo Drive. We're really overloaded with the races, Breeders' Cup winning or in races for two-year-olds. There, of course, were two yesterday at Keeneland, and there are six more to go yet this weekend. So we'll find out the fields for the two-year-olds in the Breeders' Cup juvenile races, both on the main and on the turf. So we got a big day ahead of us as far as horse racing is concerned. Our handicappers did well. Jonathan Dune gave us a couple of winners, Rich Eng as well. And we'll go over that in just a minute, too. But just want to remind you that there's only 27 days, 4 hours, 28 minutes, and 32 seconds and counting until the Breeders' Cup. And we're having a big Breeders' Cup celebration here at the South Point. Of course, we'll be doing the special Breeders' Cup preview show here on YouTube only. On Wednesday, the Wednesday before the Breeders' Cup at 4 p.m. And then, of course, on Friday night here at 6 p.m. after the first day of the Breeders' Cup conducted on November 1st, Friday, November 1st at 6 o'clock, we'll be doing the Breeders' Cup, our annual Breeders' Cup seminar with Jonathan Nardoon and John Lindo in the Grandview Lounge, which is adjacent to the race book. That's on Friday. And then Saturday, Breeders' Cup Day 2, the big Breeders' Cup Day, on November 2nd, we'll be upstairs in the Grand Ballroom with all the amenities that you need, the big screen TVs, the bank of betting windows, the kiosk that you can play, food and drink, discounts and offerings there, and, of course, the big banquet tables that you could spread out all of your betting paraphernalia, et cetera. And they're big banquet tables, so it'll seat between, I believe, 8 and 10. So you can bring all your buddies out and just come on and enjoy it, that's for sure. And, by the way, they're going to have prize giveaways, too, in the Grand Ballroom on Breeders' Cup Day. All of that is free. Everything we just said is free. And, by the way, the seminar, if you can't get here, if you're not here in town and you can't get here, the seminar on Friday night will be broadcast on the South Point website. You go to the Racebook page and you click the icon. They'll have an icon there so you can see the seminar as well. All of that is free, including parking your car out in the parking lot. It's all free, so come on and plan on joining us here for the big Breeders' Cup celebration on the November 1st and 2nd and leading up to it with the race day shows and the special show on Wednesday. All free here at the South Point because they love horse players here. All righty. Now let's take a look at what happened yesterday. Keeneland was opening day yesterday at Keeneland, and Manny Franco had a couple of winners yesterday. So did Frankie DeTore. Franco's first win came in the second race, paying $6.74. And DeTore had his first winner in the fifth race at $15.86 for trainer Joe Sharp, who had a good day yesterday as well. So we get to the feature races, and, of course, the $350,000 Grade II Phoenix at 6 furlongs for three-year-olds and up. Breeders' Cup win in your in race. This was a sprint. The winner there was Federal Judge, who ran them off their feet under Flavian Pratt. Federal Judge went right to the lead from the rail, trained by Brad Cox. That was Brad Cox's second win of the day, by the way. This horse paid $5.48 as the favorite, but ran them off their feet, went gate to wire there. And it was timed for the six furlongs in 108.2100 seconds. So that was a quick one there. Finishing second was Nakatomi, the big favorite, who rallied to be second but could not catch the winner, and Comedy Town finished third. In the Jessamine Breeders' Cup winning your in race for two-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th on the turf, the winner there was May Day Ready, and she was. Frankie DeToro aboard for Joseph Lee. She is now undefeated with three wins and three starts. May Day Ready in a driving finish, wins that race and pays 10.80. Totally Justified was second, and Destino D'Oro was third in that race. Late scratch in the race, by the way, in the starting gate. Filly that got hurt in the starting gate, Isle of Capri. So she was scratched in that race. We'll wait and see how she's doing. And then in the ninth race, the $600,000 grade one, Alcibiades for two-year-old fillies. Again, a Breeders' Cup winning her in at a mile and 16th on the main track. The winner there was Immersive, who got a great ride by Manny Franco. That was Franco's second win of the day. Godolphin Own, trained by Brad Cox. Brad Cox, third win of the day and his second stakes race of the day. This filly is also undefeated, 3-for-3. She paid $5.34. And then in the last race, our handicappers, Jonathan Nardoon and Rich Eng, who both landed on the same horse, Cloud Walker, got up, and I mean in the absolute final jump of the race, wins that race, Cloud Walker, for Tyler Gaffleone and Brendan Walsh, paying $10.10. I want to thank our reporters, our handicappers, a lot for that final race winner at Keeneland yesterday. By the way, John Lindo's Lindo Report that you can get here at the South Point, only at the South Point here, free of charge here in Las Vegas. His suggested late pick four at Keeneland hit yesterday for an $18 layout. You got $206.73. John Lindo's late pick four hit yesterday at Keeneland. Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. The Breeders' Cup winning your in race there was the Futurity for two-year-olds. The winner there was Menti. Menti won easily. This was on the outer turf course. The Futurity was on the turf course. So this horse, I'm sure, is pointing for the juvenile turf. Menti wins for John Velasquez and the team of Mr. Rapoli and Todd Pletcher. $10.20 for that win. Gate to Wire was second. Epitaph was third in that Futurity. And the time for that race, 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. Time of this race was 108.82. So this horse was flying as well in the Futurity. And, of course, the other stakes race on the day at Belmont at Aqueduct, not a win in your end, but it was the Waya Stakes. Waya was won by Leigh Mahana. Kendrick Carmouche aboard for Christophe Clement, paying $21.20, outrunning Amestitude and Beautiful Love. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. They got a carryover today. 5 out of 6 paid $2,078. Even though Jonathan Hardoon's pick at Belmont at Aqueduct won the last race. Yes. Hey Mackett Jack. Hey Mackett's Jack won. And for Ired Ortiz, third win of the day, Jamie Begg, the winner, jockey, the winning trainer there, paid $12.60. So Mr. Hardoon came up big yesterday, had a couple of nice-priced winners. He wins that race in the eighth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And down at Santa Anita in Southern California, trainer Carla Gaines wins the first and fifth races with a $6.60 winner in the opener and a $9.80 winner in the fifth race. Trainer Tim Nyakteen also had a couple of winners. In the sixth race, he ran first and second with his horses, and they were just a nose apart at the finish. But Bowdy Boys gets it at 5.40. Yachtin came with the last race winner, C Runner, paying $3.60. Umberto Rispoli had a couple of wins yesterday, as well as Antonio Freysou. And as far as the pick six, that was hit, $3,581.20 there. That's what happened yesterday. Now we got to get started what's going to happen today. So without any further ado, we'll get to our first break. And when we come back, we got a racing menu. Jonathan Nardoon is back live with us, as well as Rich Eng, John Leto, and Jerry J. So don't go away. We're just getting started.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. We got to get started with your racing menu today. Want to remind everybody, by the way, the temperature here in Las Vegas, 73 degrees, and, well, we're going to get up a little bit over 100 degrees today here. But it'll be fast and firm and perfect in the race book, and that's where we're going to be. So here's the racing menu for today, quickly looking at some of the temperatures across the country. Miami 85, New York 76, Chicago 82. Phoenix, Arizona, the hot spot in the nation again, 109. And in Los Angeles, down in Southern California, 87 degrees. So it should be nice today at Santa Anita. As far as the precipitation, etc., really nothing anywhere across the board to think of as far as the racetracks. But I know that Florida is going to be bracing for some more rain that's coming in. But maybe it'll pass through the before it gets there through the weekend. All right, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today. Reminding you, first post times are Pacific, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. And these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books. However, for all of you listening around the world on the many different platforms that we have, you're in different time zones. So make sure to adjust to the Pacific time zone, to whatever one you're in on this menu, because we have these are Pacific time zones. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Indiana, Horseshoe Indianapolis in Indiana. Today, they got all quarter horse races. 11 quarter horse races, all trials for two-year-olds at 350 yards. Their first post time is getting close, too. It'll be 7:45 Pacific time there for the quarter horses at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Belmont at Aqueduct. Well, the late scratches aren't up yet at Belmont at Aqueduct, but I can tell you they're expecting partly sunny skies, 65 degrees. The track is fast. Turf courses are labeled firm. The outer turf course will host races 6-11, and the inner turf course will host races 5, 9, and 12. You got 12 races today at Belmont at Aqueduct. Four stakes races. The fifth race will be the Jockey Club Derby Invitational, a grade three. Seven go to the post in this one. It is not a Breeders' Cup win and you're in race. However, the first three finishers in the Saratoga Derby Invitational come back to battle in this one again today here at Aqueduct. That's the fifth race. Favorite in the race is Legend of Time, who finished second in the Saratoga edition. All right, then we have the sixth race, the Belmont Turf Sprint on the turf at 6 furlongs, outer turf course. 10 go to the post before any scratches in that one. Prince of Jericho is the even money favorite with Manny Franco aboard. Then the seventh race is the Frisette, the grade one Frisette for two-year-old fillies at a mile. This is a Breeders' Cup winning your in race. Number eight, Senza Parole is expected to be scratched at 3-5, so Senza Parole will be out of that race. There'll be nine left to go, and the favoritism then will probably fall to number one, Snowite, with Joel Rosario. Nine fillies to go in the Frisette. That's the seventh. The eighth race is the Champagne for two-year-olds at a mile. This is also a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. Ten go to the post in this one. Chance McPatrick is the 6-5 favorite in this one with Flavian Pratt. And, of course, 12 races today at Belmont at Aqueduct. Don't forget, they got a pick six carryover of $24,846.99, to be exact. Carryover pick six today at Belmont. And because they got 12 races, the pick six won't start until the seventh race today at Belmont. First post time is at 9:10. 9:10 at Belmont Park today. Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say. It's at Aqueduct, but it's Belmont. You get the deal. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has nine races today, and their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:25. Delaware Park follows. Delaware Park has eight races. Their first post time is at 9:30. Belterra Park follows that. You got a carryover at Belterra Park, and it's a mandatory payoff today in the Super High Five. It's a regular Super High Five, $4,308. 10 races. First post time is at 9:35. It is a mandatory payoff in that Super High Five today. Gulfstream Park. Their pick six Rainbow Jackpot carryover stands at $19,145. They got 11 races. Their first post time is 9:55. And then we go to day two at Keeneland. Heeneland's first post time is 10 a.m., 11 races, 5 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Woodford at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up will be the 6th race. 15 are entered before any scratches. And the 5-2 favorite, make that, I take that back, the 7-2 favorite in the race is Super Quest with Jose Ortiz aboard. 7th race, the Thoroughbred Club of America Stakes at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. It is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. 7 are entered. 2-1 favorite in that one is Bright Work with Luis Saez. 8th race, the First Lady at a mile on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. Not a Breeders' Cup winning you're in, but a nice $750,000 grade one race. 8th race on the card, 11 go to the post in that one. And the favorite on the morning line is Gina Romantica at 3-1 with Jose Ortiz aboard. 9th race, the $600,000 grade one Breeders' Futurity, which is a Breeders' Cup winning your in race. Mile and 16th for two-year-olds, a field of 11 in that one. Ferocious is the 8-5 favorite breaking from the rail with Luis Saez aboard. And then the 10th race is the $1,250,000 grade one turf mile at a mile on the turf. Yes, it's a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. 9 go to the post in this one. Carl Speckler is the 2-1 favorite there with Tyler Gaffleone. You got 11 races at Keeneland with a first post time of 10 a.m. 10 a.m. at Keeneland. Then we move to Woodbine. Woodbine's got 11 races. They got 4 nice stakes races today at Woodbine. They have, their carryover in the Pick 6 jackpot is $68,521. 11 races. The 5th race will be the Algonquin at 5 furlongs on the turf for 2-year-olds. 2-1 favorite there is Bullet. Then you've got the Singspiel at a mile and 3/8 on the turf for 3-year-olds and up. In that race, in a 14-horse field, Truly Quality is 5-2 as the favorite there. The Dance Smartly is the 8th race on the card for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up at a mile and 16th on the turf. In that race, the wide open race, Princess Kala is the 5-2 favorite in that one. And the 9th race is the Nearctic. The Nearctic, 6 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-olds and up, sees a field of 11. With the 2-1 favorite there is Petches O'Houlihan. 11 races today at Woodbine and a first post time of 10:10. Santa Anita, 1 o'clock, first post at Santa Anita, 10 races, 5 stakes races there. They'll start off like this. The Oakley for 2-year-old fillies, a Breeders' Cup winning Marin, is the 3rd race on the card at a mile and 16th. 8 go to the post before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Non-Compliant with Juan Hernandez. The 4th race is the Speakeasy at 5 furlongs on the turf for 2-year-olds, not a Breeders' Cup winning Marin. Scratch the 7, Timpty, and number 4, I'm a Bad Boy, is expected to be scratched in that race. 7-5 favorite there is Smash It with Umberto Rispoli. Then you go to the 7th race, the Chillingsworth, at 6.5 furlongs, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. 7 to the post in that one. Big favorite at 3-5 is Sweet Azteca with Juan Hernandez. Then the 8th race is the Rodeo Drive. It is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. A mile and a quarter on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, a field of 7 there. 8-5 favorite is Ice Cream, You Scream with Hector Barrios aboard. And then the 9th race is the $300,000 grade one American Pharoah. It is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in for 2-year-olds at a mile and 16th. 7 go to the post in this one. And the 9-5 favorite is Mackenzie Street with Kazuchi Kimura aboard. Getaway Car is the close second choice at 2-1 with Juan Hernandez. You got 10 races today at Santa Anita. 1 o'clock post time at Santa Anita for their big racing card there today. Fresno, Northern California fares continue. Pick 6 jackpot there, $9,638. 8 races, first post time is at 1:45. Charlestown has 9 races. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $36,900. Their first post time is 4 p.m. Monmouth at the Meadowlands has 6 turf races there at Monmouth at the Meadowlands. And they have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $3,953. First post time, 4 p.m. Remington Park has 9 races. Their first post time is at 4:30. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. First post is 6 p.m. It is trials night tonight at Los Alamitos. There are 12 races, all quarter horses, all trials for two-year-olds at 400 yards at Los Al tonight. And don't forget, here at the South Point this evening, you can bet Australian racing. 3 Australian tracks will come in later on in the evening, and you can play those races right here at the South Point. All right. That's enough of the menu. Let's get started with going to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I'm going to catch my breath here. A lot of stuff going on today. A lot of Breeders' Cup winning or in races. Most of them fit centered on the two-year-olds.
Yeah, and a lot of terrific racing coast to coast. They have a great card at Keeneland, if you like young horses. Belmont has a carryover, and Santa Anita has a terrific card. So it's a Saturday, and you get a lot of opportunities, so let's try to take advantage of them.
Now, there is a special bet that I wanted to feature today. It's called the $1 Future Star Pick 5. And what this is... It's, by the way, the post time is 12:17 Pacific time. If you want to search out and get this, you can get in the pool. It's a lower takeout, too. It features the Frisette, the Champagne at Belmont at Aqueduct, the Oakleaf, the American Pharaoh at Santa Anita, and the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland. Those five races make up the dollar Future Stars Pick 5, just in case you wanted to take a shot at that.
If you were missing anything on your menu, now have another.
Yeah. Before we get
it's not a bad idea.
Before
not
we get,
a bad idea.
I want to go over the Breeders' Cup winning your in races with you real quick. But before we get started with that, there's a particular item that I have to say while you're on the air, because I'm sure you're going to have an opinion. An administrative law judge for the Federal Trade Commission overturned New Mexico Stewart's ruling that was backed up by the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority against jockey Oscar Caballos for his second place finishing ride in a lot of luck in the Sunland Park Derby, because they say the initial ruling by the Stewarts was that Caballos had violated racing rules by using the crop on the horse 11 times. However, It would have, which is over the 5 limit for the striking of a horse. However, 7 of those strikes of the 11 that he had should not have counted, said the judge, because it was preventing the horse from lugging out. So it was meant for safety reasons. Thank goodness for the judge with a little common sense.
Could you imagine? You found a judge that's a horse player. That's what you need.
Oh, man.
How is a regular judge going to know anything about lugging out? But that certainly makes a lot of sense, and it shows you how ridiculous HISA really is, because it shouldn't take the judge to overturn that. HISA should be able to see it on their own, don't you think, Ralph?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can and the whip.
Not there, use common sense.
It was for safety reasons. If he doesn't use the whip, the horse would have been in the hot dog stand in the grandstand, for goodness sakes.
And the jockey may have gone over, and he may have taken out 3 other horses and everything else that goes with it. Yeah. So common sense once in a while has to prevail. Unfortunately, HISA didn't use it.
All right, we got to get started. Frisette first for 2-year-old fillies.
What race? What track?
It's the 7th race at Aqueduct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
7th race at Aqueduct it is. Well, there are 2 late scratches in there. The 6 Paradise City's coming out, and the 8 Senza Paroli's coming out. And by the way, if you ever want to go watch a terrific race, go watch Senza Paroli's first start at Saratoga. It was a wow performance. However, with her out of the race, it's wide open, Ralph, because you have a bunch of horses that have only run 1 or 2 times. They're evenly matched. Whoever the favorites are, I would avoid, because the price horses are just as live as the favorites in that race. No opinion.
Okay, Champagne is the 8th race for 2-year-olds at a mile. 8-5 favorite there. Chance McPatrick?
Yeah, and Chad Brown is opting for this spot for Chance McPatrick, as opposed to shipping the horse to Keeneland to run in a 2-turn race. First start was 6.5 furlongs. Second start was 7. And now today is a mile, all around 1 turn. This is a closing kind of sprinter, so I don't know how good he'd be around 2 turns, but he obviously lays over this field out of the horses that have run. It looks like 10 with 2 and 6, to be honest with you. Tip Top Thomas and Vekoma rides underneath Chance of McPatrick.
And, of course, he will be ridden by Flavian Pratt. All right, then we go to Keeneland. We've got 3 Breeders' Cup winning races as they roll out. 7th race is the Thoroughbred Club of America Stakes at 6 furlongs for the fillies and mares. And 2-1 favorite there is Bright Work with Luis Saez.
Yeah, I like clearly unhinged. Yesterday, Ralph, speed and the rail was the way to go. Nobody was passing anybody. If you made the lead, you were in good shape. I think the one has the advantage of breaking from the inside, Christian Torres for Steve Asmussen, but the three is the horse to beat.
All right. And then we go to the ninth race, which is the Breeders' Futurity for two-year-olds at a mile and 16th. It is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in, obviously. And the one Ferocious, 8-5 on the morning line, the favorite there after finishing second in the hopeful.
Well, he lost his shoe, they claim, in the hopeful. You remember how impressive he was first out. But all this is a different game, Ralph. All these horses are basically stretching out for the first time. You know, who knows how they're going to run around two turns. Obviously, Ferocious off his first two races is the horse to beat. But you have live horses in here. The 5 East Avenue ran very well first out at Ellis Park. Brendan Walshbarn is extremely high on that horse. Filoso, Chad Summers, that horse was impressive winning in Saratoga when he broke his maiden. But the horse I'm most interested in with a chance to beat Ferocious is the 9 horse, Tenacious Leader. This 2-year-old has done nothing but run long. He ran a mile and a 16th last time on the grass. Time for that was a mile at Saratoga. So he has a conditioning edge, I think, and he's going to be a big price. He's listed at 8-1. One's the horse to beat. The 9's the horse to play at the price.
All right, you got it. 10th race, the turf mile for $1,250,000. Breeders' Cup winning you're in. Carl Spackler, 2-1 favorite.
Yeah, and deservedly so. He's done nothing wrong for Chad Brown. But Chad Brown has another horse in the race, Ralph, number 8, Spirit of St. Louis. This is a New York bred who all this horse does is win, win, and win. He got beat a nose last time out running second. At 15-1, he will outrun his odds.
All right, Spirit of St. Louis, a definite hookup in that race at 15-1. Then we'll move to Santa Anita in Southern California. They got 3 Breeders' Cup winning runs. The first one will be the 3rd race on the card, the Oakley for the 2-year-old fillies. And in this race, non-compliant is 2-1 favorite with Juan Hernandez.
Well, deservedly so. She ran very well first time out. She was breaking from the rail that day. Now she gets off the rail. You know, they're going two turns for the first time. The horse is bred top and bottom to handle it.
All right. Then we get to the 8th race on the card, the Rodeo Drive, Breeders' Cup winning her in. Fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up at a mile and a quarter on the turf. In this one, 8-5 on Ice Cream, You Scream.
Yeah, Sunset Glory and Ice Cream, You Scream. Those are the 2 main fillies in this race. Listen, the 2's going to be a bigger price than the 4. 4's done nothing wrong, 4-4, but the 2 is not that far behind her, 3-5, and she's won 3 in a row. You know, Mike McCarthy, Rispoli, they're a bit of a better price, so that's the way I would go.
And the 2, of course, is Sunset Glory. Ice Cream, You Scream is the 8-5 favorite there. And then the 9th race is the Breeders' Cup winning her in American Pharoah for the 2-year-olds going a mile and 16th. 7 in the race, Bob Baffert's got it surrounded. Mackenzie Street, 9-5 from the rail. Getaway card, 2-1 on the outside.
Well, Mackenzie Street is Tim Yachtin, not Baffert.
I know.
Baffert has the 3 horse in there, Citizen Bull, and I think that's the right horse to play. This horse was ultra-impressive first time out. Last time out, if you remember, Baffert, I think, had 3 of the 7 horses, and the longest price won. This horse was drawn outside that day. The inside seemed like the place to be. I'm giving Citizen Bull another chance in here.
Yes, I know. And I understand that, you know, Yachtin has the morning line favorite 9-5. But Baffert's
right.
Got getaway car in a getaway car in that race that's also 2-1 in that race and Citizen Bull. So he's got the 2 main contenders to the morning line favorite in that race. So it's going to be a good one, that's for sure. Now, you gave us 3 picks yesterday. 2 of them were nice-priced winners. So we're going to ask you for a pick at each of these tracks now to wrap up this segment. And since people have the Santa Anita sheet in front of them, let's do Santa Anita first.
All right, let's look at the opener, Ralph. And this is Smile on the Turf, and I love the number 2 horse in here, King Apollo. There's not a hotter trainer on the grounds than George Papadromo. This horse's last race was run at Losail on the main track. However, the races prior to that were turf races. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 2, King Apollo, to win today's 8th race.
That's the first.
First race. Yes. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Santa Anita, first race, 1 o'clock post time. Number 2, King Apollo. The 2 in the first at 1 o'clock. We'll go to Keeneland next.
Keeland, we're going to look at that stake race on the grass. It's
the 6th race.
It's You're up. Sixth race. I love the 10 horse in here. Arzak, 2 for 2 at Keeneland, has 3 wins at the distance. Jamie Torres reunites. He's ridden this horse in the past, and he's ridden him well. You're getting 6 to 1 on the morning line. We saw it yesterday. A horse come from out of the clouds to win sprinting on the grass. Yeah. But let's get it today again with number 10, Arzak.
Number 10, Arzak, in the sixth race at Keeneland is your selection. We'll wrap it up at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Belmont at Aqueduct. We're going to a race where they are sprinting on the grass, and the horse's name is.
It's the sixth.
I got to find the race.
It's sixth the sixth race. Race. Go ahead.
Yeah, sixth race, number 5, Sembi. 5-year-old gelding from the Christopher Clement barn. Manny Franco rides. This is the fastest horse in this race. Should get a great setup. 1 for 1 at Aqueduct, 1 for 1 at the distance. Number 5, Sembi, wins today's sixth race out at Aqueduct.
All right, sixth race, the Belmont Turf Sprint, number 5, Sembi, the 5 in the sixth race of Belmont at Aqueduct. Remember, folks, that was the fastest 5 minutes in horse racing handicapping sports. That's for sure. And I want to thank you so much for doing that, Jonathan. Remember, Jonathan's got full sheets for Belmont at Aqueduct, Keeneland, and Santa Anita. Get them right now at his website. And thanks a lot, Jonathan.
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. See you tomorrow. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. We continue to roll on in the fast lane here at the Race Day Show for this Saturday. Rich Eng is next. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, as we roll along on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All I got to tell you, Richie, is when I have two handicappers that handicap from different points of view land on the same horse on the show is what I really like, and you guys did it yesterday at Keeneland. But, boy, we had to wait a long time for that horse to get up to win.
That was an exciting race, Ralph. I mean, at the top of the stretch, you wouldn't have given 10 cents for his chances to win. Even at the eighth pole, Ralph, he was still about 6 or 7 lengths behind.
Yep.
And bang, Tyler Gaffalino gets up on the last straight.
Well, Richie, I know you got full sheets for Keeneland today and Santa Anita available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. We've got several Breeders' Cup winning your in races at all three racetracks. Before I get to your selections, is any one of the Breeders' Cup winning your in races that intrigues you that you're waiting to see?
No, like yesterday, Ralph, you know, you're doing your homework for the Breeders' Cup, so you should watch every race very closely. make notes, and sometimes the winner's not the best horse, so you want to make sure certain horses don't get bad trips or need a conditioning race or whatever. No, I just do my homework watching these races.
All right, you got it, my man, but you do have selections in those races, at least at Keeneland and San Anita, available at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. Before we get to a pick at Keeneland and a pick at San Anita, quickly, anything in college football today?
Yeah, I do have a pick, and before I give the pick, I just want to tip my cap to the UNLV Rebels last night. They played their eyeballs out, Ralph, and a tough official call, roughing the passer, and the overtime ended up costing them the game, but they played the terrific football. As far as the pick, Ralph, I like a game. The Washington Huskies are hosting Michigan, and you know, Michigan the last 2 weeks changed quarterbacks, changed offensive strategy. They run the ball about 80-85% of the time. The quarterback's only thrown for 30 and 80 yards the last 2 weeks. They've still won. I don't know if that's going to hold up against Washington today. Just the one-sided attack. Washington minus one is my pick in college football.
Horses.
Horses, let's go to Keeneland. I'm going to go to one of the stakes races, Ralph, for a 12-1 shot in race number 9. It is the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity. I know the number one horse, Ferocious, is going to be like 4 or 5 even money, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But I'm going to try the number 6, Foloso. This horse is actually named after a very good friend of mine, Ralph, and I actually talked to him on the phone this week, and they opted for this race because they want 2 turns. He said this is a genuine route horse. The Champagne is only 1 turn at Aqueduct. I think this horse is going to be closing at a huge price, Ralph. So let's give the number 6, Foloso, a chance to upset in the Breeders' Futurity.
And, you know, Jonathan Ardoon also mentioned that horse a lot. 12-1 might be a little bit ambitious, but it's going to be a good price in the 9th race, the 6. Foloso, the 6 in the 9th at Keeneland. What about San Anita?
Race number 6 is a mile on the grass, maiden special weight. A horse that actually I gave out the last time and ran very well was the number 1, She's the Law. Draws the rail today, has a lot of speed. Looks like lone speed, Ralph. So I'm going to give her another chance to try to go wire to wire under Abel Cedillo. 7-2 is the square price. Number 1, She's the Law in race 6.
Well, let's make it the Law and get her a winner. In the 6th race, the 1, She's the Law. The 1 in the 6th race, San Anita, is Rich Ang's selection. Remember, full sheets. Selections for San Anita and Keeneland right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Richie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right. As we move along on the show, we got to go right to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. You also have 2 big sheets today, Keeneland full card, San Anita full card, and both of those Lindo reports with selections in the races, suggested late pick 4, and even a coast-to-coast pick 5 on the Santa Anita sheet, and all the goody information, full comprehensive reports for both Santa Anita and Keeneland available right now, only in one place in this gaming capital, right here at the South Point in the Racebook, complimentary, free of charge, because they love horse players here. It's going to be a hell of a day of racing. John, before you get started with your selections at both Santa Anita and at Keeneland, taking a look at the Breeders' Cup winning your in races, any races that you're really anxious to watch and see and bet?
Well, we've got to watch all the 2-year-old races today because they're the ones that are getting the biggest question going 2 turns. So, you know, the Breeders' Futurity, I want to see how Ferocious handles the 2 turns. He draws the rail, which was good yesterday. He's got tactical speed, which is good. So he's got some things in his favor there. And at Santa Anita, you've got the Grade 1 American Pharoah. I agree with John Hardoon, Citizen Bull is going to run better today, but I think Mackenzie Street might be the right horse. Yachtin is going to try and beat his old boss there, and he's got a good chance to do it.
All right, and that, of course, is the 9th race at Santa Anita, the American Pharoah, and, of course, the Oak Leaf and the Rodeo Drive are the other 2 Breeders' Cup winning arenas there. Keeneland has a couple of nice other Breeders' Cup winning arenas as well. The Turf Mile is going to be a real good one, that the 10th race on the card.
Absolutely, really good race. That Carl Spackler, you know, he's gotten good again. He likes a little give in the ground. So as warm as is at Keeneland, maybe that turf course gets a little firm for him. I want to see how the Judmont horse Kakuli does in there in that Turf Mile. You got Frankie Dettori for Harry Charlton. That's an interesting combination for Judmont.
You know, I got to tell you, John, your sheet for Keeneland yesterday hit right off the bat. Your suggested late pick 4 that was only an $18 layout with a scratch in the race paid over $200.
Yeah, that was a good payoff for that. Really good. And happy to see that. And found a few winners there. We'll try and do the same today.
And, of course, as I say, your sheets are available here at the South Point only. The dollar future star pick five, that kind of, to me, strikes me as a pretty neat little bet.
Well, again, those are the races I'm watching today especially, so it's not bad to have a 15% takeout $1 pick five on that. It'll be a separate pool, so you don't call it out by track. When you go to the race book today at the South Point, it'll have a separate sheet for that future stars pick five pool. Pick that up, and you'll see the sequence of races there.
Now, that is a low takeout, correct?
15%, yes.
Okay, and I do want to make one mention of the fact that horse racing, we were talking about the foal production going down as well. And after the third quarter results, U.S. wagering fell in September again on horse racing in the third quarter by 11%. But we got to remember, too, that there wasn't any turf racing at Churchill Downs. There was a lot of weather factor that came in that decimated a lot of the fields. And of course, we didn't have any racing in Northern California during that period as well.
Well, I think one of the big things, too, Labor Day weekend started with the end of August. So you missed a Saturday that was in September last year. That was Labor Day weekend. We didn't have that this year. So that might have hurt the numbers a little bit, too.
All right, we got to get your picks, my man.
Let's go first of all to Keeneland. Keeneland, race number five, horse number five, Sexagenarian, won the debut on the dirt, ran a super race at Kentucky Downs last time on the grass. The horse that beat him is a real Kentucky Downs horse for course. Back on the dirt today, enough tactical speed to be close, which you have to be, it looks like, after the first day.
Mm-hmm.
7-2 in the program, number five, Sexagenarian, race number five, Keeneland.
And at Santa Anita?
Yeah, Santa Anita has this could chalk out this card, so be careful here, because there's a lot of heavy favorites that make a lot of sense. I'm going to go to the 10th and final, number 11, Uncle Dude, 6-1 on the program, improving. Kind of got stuck between horses last time, finished up well when he got clear, draws a tough post 11 today, but he's going the right way, and there's value on this horse. So let's go with number 11, Uncle Dude, 6-1, race number 10, Santa Anita.
All right, 10th and final race, the 11, Uncle Dude, from our handicapping dude, John Lindo, the 11 in the 10th race. Don't forget, full sheets, Lindo Reports, Keeneland and Santa Anita, only here at the South Point, complimentary, free of charge. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And, Ralph, for that coast-to-coast pick five, they are off the turf today at Gulfstream Park.
All right. You got it, my man. Yeah, I know there was getting a lot of bad weather there. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, let's see what you got today. What do you got on there, buddy?
Make par, not war.
Make par, not war. I like that. Okay. You got full sheets for Santa Anita and
Jerry Garcia up on top, and there we go.
Oh, you got Jerry Garcia on top. Okay. Yes, that's a good combination. In any case, you got Belmont at Aqueduct and Santa Anita full sheets, the Jerry J's power pages. Where are we going with the pick at Belmont at Aqueduct?
We're going to the sixth race, Ralph.
Okay.
I was really happy to like this horse, Axthelme. For those who don't remember Pete Axthelme, probably the greatest article ever written on horse racing was written by him.
Okay.
In my opinion, and he was a great, great voice, funny man, and
okay.
We get him at 6-1 today. The one horse, Axthelme, came off a layoff from freshening from June to September, ran really well. Then in his next out, kind of nice even race with a good finish, maybe against the bias, against a little better. Let's give him a shot today. The one, Axthelme, really good win place bet at 6-1. The one over the 6-8-9, Dura versus 6-8-9 back over the one. I almost used the five, and I didn't, so I'll leave that to you guys.
Well, Jonathan Nardoon's pick is the five, so we're going to throw that in as well. So you got the one.
Oh, now he's definitely in.
Yes, you got the one over 5, 6, 8, and 9. The one over 5, 6, 8, 9 in reverse. That's the Belmont Turf Shrimp, the sixth race at Belmont at Aqueduct, and now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Sort of the same thing. We'll go to the sixth race, number one. She's the Law.
Okay.
Mark Glatt. I'm giving her one more chance, right? She's still a little faster than these. We'll see if he can get her to, if Abel Sadia can get her to finish today.
Okay.
Even so, really good key horse, in my opinion, the one over the 2, 6, 8, and 9. We're just loaded with big prices in the exotic turns. So This is a really good exotic play.
All right. In the sixth race at San Anita, you like the 1 over 2, 6, 8, and 9, and reverse. Rich Eng also likes the 1, so I got the good housekeeping seal of handicapping approval there on the sixth race with you and Richie both. The 1 you have and the 2, 6, 8, and 9 reverse are the plays there. And don't forget the power pages for all of San Anita and all of Belmont at Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. One more thing to say, Jerry, right now coming up next on the YouTube streaming network at the South Point Studios Network is the Sports by the Book. You know, we spend so much time on horse racing, but we like football too, and it's a big college football day, and standing on the set right now is Jeff and Alex, and you guys got it all worked out, so you're going to give us all the winners, right?
We're going to do our best, Ralph. Exciting week 6 already in college football, so please go over to Sports by the Book YouTube channel and hang out with us.
Yeah, Sean has that link in the chat, so go ahead and follow that. And also,
big game. What's the big game today?
Well, you know, it's not the greatest of cards today, Ralph, which usually dictates that there will be just chaotic games across the board that we don't quite
scoring,
expect.
A lot of scoring, a lot of turnovers.
It's college football. Yeah. You know, anything is in play. I mean, college game day is in Berkeley for the first time ever today. Oh, that kind of shows you what this card is, where conference game, Miami and Cal, of all things.
Oh, okay. And your best bet? You going to tease us a little?
There's a lot of good SEC matchups. And like Jeff said, some of them that you don't really expect, but some of the lower end, and it's funny to say that for SEC teams, but could be some upsets. And then the big game, Texas A&M and Mizzou.
Right out of the gate.
Yep. I can't wait. Listen, we do a lot for horse racing. We don't have time to do it for the football, but these guys do. They live and breathe it for betting on the football. So you stay right there. Don't go away on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network coming up right next. So don't go away. In the meantime, we go back to Jerry. Jerry's going to be an exciting day of racing, that's for sure. And, of course, we always leave you with one more thing to say for everybody out there.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.